Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the California Angels and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the California Angels. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Knoop. Batting third. The shortstop, Jim Fregosi. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Joe Adcock. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Rick Reichardt. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jackie Warner. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Paul Shaw. Batting eighth. The catcher, Buck Rogers. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dean Chance. Pitching for the California Angels, Dean Chance. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Don Buford. Batting second. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting third. The left fielder, Pete Ward. Batting fourth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting 7th. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting 8th. The second baseman, Al Weiss. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Tommy John. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy John. And now, play ball. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi hits a line drive towards short. Hansen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Angels nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a fly ball into left field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Angels nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock takes first base on ball 4. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jackie Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Angels nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Adcock fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Romano for the double play. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Angels nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Buck Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dean Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance strikes out. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardenal takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cardenal. The throw from Romano and he is safe. Cardenal steals second. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 0 for 1 in the game. Knoop is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Angels nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a line drive into center field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss takes first base on ball 4. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Weiss. The throw from Rogers and he is safe. Weiss steals second. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Knoop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. Buford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Angels nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 0 for 1 in the game. Fregosi takes first base on ball 4. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Adcock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0 for 1 in the game. Reichardt hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Angels nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards first. Adcock scoops it up and throws to first, with Chance covering, for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Angels nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Angels will come to bat. J.C. Martin now catching. Jackie Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 0 for 1 in the game. Warner strikes out. One out. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0 for 1 in the game. Shaw hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Agee who is chasing the ball. Shaw reaches third base with a triple. Buck Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0 for 1 in the game. Rogers hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Shaw scores. It's 1-0, Angels. Dean Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 0-for-1 in the game. Chance bunts towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. Rogers moves to third. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cardenal is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Angels 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw is 0-for-1 in the game. McGraw hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cardenal. McGraw reaches second base with a double. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. Hansen bunts towards first. Adcock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hansen for the out. McGraw moves to third. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-1 in the game. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards first. Adcock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Agee for the out. Two outs. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Weiss is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Angels 1, and the White Sox 0. The Angels will come to bat. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 0-for-2 in the game. Knoop hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fregosi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Adcock hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Angels. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0-for-2 in the game. Reichardt takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 0-for-2 in the game. Warner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Reichardt moves to second. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Schall is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Angels 2, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Voss pinch hits for Tommy John. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss is called out on strikes. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-2 in the game. Buford bunts towards the mound. Chance fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Robinson moves to second. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Angels 2, and the White Sox 0. The Angels will come to bat. Bob Locker now pitching. Buck Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. he's got one RBI. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dean Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 0 for 1 in the game. Chance strikes out. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Angels 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Chance, and towards Noop, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. McCraw hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McCraw. The throw from Rogers and he is safe. McCraw steals second. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen hits a pop-up towards third. Schall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 2 in the game. Agee hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's Angels, 2, White Sox, 2. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Chance fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Angels 2, and the White Sox 2. The Angels will come to bat. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop is 0 for 3 in the game. Noop strikes out. One out. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Fregosi hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Locker fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Adcock takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Hernandez pinch runs for Joe Adcock. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Reichardt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Angels 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Satriano now playing first base. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Bob Locker. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 3 in the game. Buford is called out on strikes. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Reichardt throws the ball into Fregosi who tags Robinson trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Angels 2, and the White Sox 2. The Angels will come to bat. Eddie Fisher now pitching. Jackie Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Warner strikes out. One out. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Shaw takes first base on ball 4. Buck Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Rogers hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Norm Seaburn pinch hits for Dean Chance. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Shaw moves to second. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Cardenal hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Weiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Angels 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Norm Seaburn now playing first base. Bob Lee now pitching. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-3 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ward for the out. 1 out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. McCraw hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Noop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Angels 2, and the White Sox 2. The Angels will come to bat. Ken Berry now playing center field. Tommy Agee now playing left field. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop is 0-for-4 in the game. Noop hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Fregosi hits a pop-up towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bob Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee bunts towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. Noop moves to second. 2 outs. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Reichardt hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Weiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Angels 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-2 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Agee takes first base on ball 4. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Agee. The throw from Rogers and he is out, Fregosi applying the tag. 2 outs. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Weiss hits a fly ball into right field. Warner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Angels 2, and the White Sox 2. The Angels will come to bat. Jackie Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Warner strikes out. Martin drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Warner out. 1 out. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Shaw strikes out. Two outs. Buck Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rogers takes first base on ball 4. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Angels 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Skowron pinch hits for Eddie Fisher. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-4 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buford moves to second. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-2 in the game. Martin hits a fly ball into left field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Angels 2, and the White Sox 2. The Angels will come to bat. Dennis Higgins now pitching. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Cardinal strikes out. One out. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Knoop takes first base on ball 4. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Fregosi strikes out. Two outs. Willie Smith pinch hits for Bob Lee. Willie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Angels 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Suklaw now pitching. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCraw for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-3 in the game. Hansen hits a fly ball into right field. Warner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Agee takes first base on ball 4. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suklaw fires to first and picks off Agee. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Angels 2, and the White Sox 2. The Angels will come to bat. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Reichardt hits a pop-up towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Warner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Paul Shall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shall is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Shall hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buck Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rogers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Angels 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Weiss hits a line drive towards short. Fregosi reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dennis Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a pop-up towards short. Fregosi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 14, with the score, the Angels 2, and the White Sox 2. The Angels will come to bat. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Seaburn takes first base on ball 4. Willie Montanez pinch runs for Norm Seaburn. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Montanez. The throw from Martin and he is safe. Montanez steals second. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 0-for-5 in the game. With a walk. Cardinal strikes out. One out. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single and a walk. Knoop strikes out. Two outs. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 0-for-5 in the game. With a walk. Fregosi is walked intentionally. Ed Bailey pinch hits for Ed Sukla. Juan Pizarro now pitching. Frank Malzone pinch hits for Ed Bailey. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone strikes out. Martin drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Malzone out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 14, with the score, the Angels 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. George Brunette now pitching. Willie Montanez now playing first base. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Berry bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Robinson moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-3 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Robinson moves to third. Berry moves to second. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. McCraw hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Robinson scores. Berry moves to third. Martin moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and California Angels, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.